As I get ready to introduce the speaker tonight, he's our overseer of our God's Anointed Now Generation Ministry here in Milwaukee, Brother Pedro. Amen. He's a very faithful man of God. Very faithful man of God. And I've seen God move in his life in a mighty and powerful way in a short amount of time. Amen. For those that may not know him, I'm going to give you a little bio about him. He's a 23 years old. He's a home alumni. Amen. Where the home at? Come on, somebody. Amen. He's also an alumni of the Urban Training Center as well. Amen. He graduated the training center in 6 months. Amen. He come back home. Now he's currently helping out Pastor Felipe in the men's home. Amen. He's doing a great job working with the men, you know, helping them build themselves up to become powerful men of God. Amen. He also a leader of the God's Anointed Now Generation. And there's a fun fact that he wants y'all to know. He loves to eat pizza. He loves CCP, and he loves to play basketball, amen. But I believe he can't hoop, but hey. Teachers don't know, amen. So let's all stand to our feet, because I know Brother Pedro has a word tonight for us. So just want to encourage everybody to be open for what God has in store tonight, amen. So with further ado, let's give Brother Pedro a hand as he prays for the word of God this evening.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands one more time for the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You guys can go ahead and be seated here tonight, amen. I just want to take this time, amen, to thank the Lord for my salvation. Amen. I'm very grateful for where God has delivered me, amen. I thank God for our founders as well, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, that started this amazing ministry over 51 years ago, amen. And I thank God for reaching out to Pastor Sonny right there in the city of New York, amen. And he saw a drug addict, amen, in the need, right? And how many know that our founder, he was a heroin addict, right? He was a heroin addict, amen. And God seen him, and God met him, and God came through, and God placed the calling, right, to start a ministry. Come on, somebody, a Victory Outreach, amen. We got some Victory Outreach people here tonight, amen. I also thank God for our senior pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. I thank God for Pastor, amen, and all the investments, all the imparting that he does on a daily basis with my life, amen. So I'm very grateful here tonight to be standing before you, a saved young man, amen. Praise the Lord. As we get into the message here tonight, I title the message, God-fearing builders. Amen. God-fearing builders. Amen. Genesis chapter 6. In verses 1, I'm going to go ahead and read the Bible. The Bible says, "Then the people began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born to them." Verse 2 says, "The sons of God saw the beautiful women and took any they wanted as their wives. Then the Lord said, 'My spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. Verse 4 says, "In these days, and for some time after, giant Nephites lived on the earth, for whenever the sons of God had intercourse with the women, they gave birth to children who became the heroes and famous warriors of ancient times. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart." Verse 7 says, "And the Lord said, 'I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and even the birds of the sky. I am sorry I ever made them.' But Noah found favor with the Lord." This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Verse 10 says, Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let's go ahead and pray right there. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord. We thank you here this night, Lord. I pray right now a move of God. I pray right now, Lord, your spirit will remove me to the side. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will impart a word, God, to every life that's here today, Lord. And we pray that the truth, God, will be proclaimed, that the gospel of your son, Jesus, will be announced here this beautiful night, God. We praise you. We love you. In the name of Jesus, and we all said, amen. And amen. See, here in this portion of scripture, right, God was looking at the world and everything that has taken place, right? If you read the book of Genesis, previous chapters before that, right, it shows how God created the earth, right, the heavens and the earth, amen. And he was our creator. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Right, but it also shows that how Eve was deceived, amen, as well, when they were eating, right, how many know pastor's been preaching on, you know, Noah's Ark. Right, pastor's been preaching about this, and I was praying to the Lord, like, okay, Lord, hey, you know, what do you want me to speak on this gang night, on this gang takeover night? Right, I was in meditation, I was praying, I was interceding, I was in the Word, and God happened to give me this. Right, and I'm going to go ahead and preach it here tonight, amen? Verses 9, in the same chapter of Genesis. Verses 9, the Bible says, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Amen. See here in verses 9, right, we saw that, when we see that Noah himself, he found favor with the Lord. Amen. We see that God was looking at him, amen, and he decided to place an anointing over his life, amen. There was a heavenly blessing, right, and we see that he was in safety with the Lord. Right, he was in safety with God, because Noah clearly knew that the Lord was going to come, and he seen the evil, he seen the wicked that was taking place, amen, and God told him, right, I'm going to come and wipe the face of the earth. I'm going to destroy every living thing. In verses 11 and 13, if we go there, verses 11, it says, now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. Verse 12 says, God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. Amen. And verse 13 says, so God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth. Amen. See, God was observing what was taking place on the earth. Amen. How many know these days and age that we live in, right, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of evil taking place. Amen. And I believe that God is noticing. I believe God is observing. Right? And God saw a righteous man, the Bible says. Noah. God saw a man. Amen. And he selected him. God was discovering, right? God was detecting all areas and the actions of people of good and evil. Amen. And God had it already in his mind that he was going to come and he was going to flood. Amen. He was going to pour out a flood. He was going to rain, right? He was going to rain the floodgates of heaven. Come on, somebody. Right? And God was ready to come and wipe the earth. Right? But Noah was forewarned as well. Amen. God was forewarning. He was given insight, amen, about the approaching destruction of all the human race. Amen. And how many know that the destruction equals a flood? Right, that God was going to come with the flood. Amen. And God was noticing everything that was taking place. And I believe this night, right, that God is looking to you and I. Amen. I believe God is looking to you and I. And, you know, how many know that we got to walk upright before the Lord? Right? We got to, as young people, as adults, amen, we got to walk upright before Jesus. Amen, because he's detecting, he's discovering, he's looking, and he's observing everything that's taking place within this world. I place here, see, Noah found favor with the Lord. Amen, the Lord noticed him because he developed a relationship with him. The Bible says he walked in close fellowship with God. Amen, how many know we got to walk in close fellowship with God? Amen, we got to be noticed by God, right? The day and age we live in. Amen. Things are getting corrupted. And man, it's, you know, the scripture says that God is not going to come and flood the earth again. But how many know he's coming back? Amen. He's coming back, and we got to know that we got to be right before the Lord. We got to know that we got to be right before Jesus. Amen. God is looking to you and I. God is examining. He's detecting a young person, a man, a woman. Amen. That's going to take this serious. As God forewarned him, I believe God is forewarning us here tonight. I believe that he's detecting and he's noticing where we're at. Right? God forewarned, he alerted him, right? He warned him in advance to the coming of the flood. And I ended up looking up that word forewarned in the dictionary, and the definition says to inform someone of a danger or possible problem. Amen? And I was going to say that there was a problem. Right, there's a problem taking place in our very own city. How many know that there's an epidemic of heroin? Right, there's an epidemic of crack cocaine. There's an epidemic, right, for the love of money. The Bible says the root of all kinds of evil. Amen, there's an epidemic taking place, amen. And there was a problem. Right, the problem that God was noticing and detecting, right, it was evil, it was wicked, right, it affected the heart of the Lord, the Bible says, it affected him, amen, with hurts and pain, the Bible records it broke his heart, it broke his heart, in other words, it dishonored, it discouraged God, it interrupted his heart, amen, it troubled his heart, right, and I believe God is in heaven right now, and he's looking down to us, and he's trying to choose us here tonight. Right, he wants to select you and I tonight, whether you're a young person, right, you're in middle school, you're in high school, amen, you're a man, you're a woman. And I believe God is looking for some serious people, some Noahs, amen, some God-fearing individuals that are going to build, amen. It interrupted and it troubled the heart of God. Right? To see his wonderful creation he made just to go the opposite of what he had in store. The Bible says he was sorry he ever made them. So Noah was given the instruction from the Lord. Amen. I got a question here tonight, right? What instruction is God trying to speak to you on a personal level here tonight? How many know that we're familiar with instructions of the world? Amen. We're familiar with the boss. We're familiar with this person, that person. Amen. I believe God is trying to instruct us tonight. Right? He's trying to look for a man, a woman, a youth member. Right? That are going to follow his instructions. That are going to take heed to his instructions. Right? Because we're being alerted here tonight. Amen. I look at the leadership and our pastor, right, that went before us. Amen. And myself, and I'm just like, wow. Okay, God is alerting me right now. God is warning me right now. If I don't get it right, amen, judgment awaits me. Amen. And I don't want to be that person that goes to hell, right? I don't want to be that person that's going to burn for eternity. Amen. The Bible says work out your own salvation each and every day. Right? You and I as Christians, right? We have to work out our own salvation and we have to take it serious. Because we're there with our pastor, right? We're there. We live this life. And I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to tell you you're going to suffer as a Christian. You're going to sacrifice as a Christian. It's full commitment, dedication to the 10th power. Amen. And that's why a lot of these chairs yet ain't filled up. But come on, somebody, we're believing. Amen. We're believing for this church, right? We're believing that God is going to bring miracles. We're believing in the miracle working power of God. Because how many know right now in Victory Outreach, there's a third wave of revival. Right? There's a third wave of revival hitting, amen, our region, internationally, locally. Our church is being looked at right now. Right? Our church is being looked at right now. From big guns in the ministry, amen? And we just got to know that, man, we're right before Jesus, right? We're right before God, amen? And we got to take instruction from the Lord. Can somebody say amen here tonight? Amen. See, we have to be those Noahs, amen, I placed here, that are in full connection with the Lord, Amen. I place it like how we are with technology. Come on, somebody. Right? Like we are with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Amen. All these different areas, social media. Noah was in full connection with the Lord. And we got to be like that. Amen. It's real easy to be in full connection with that girl, that guy. It's real easy to be in connection with one another, with a job, right? Whatever you're affiliated with, part of, amen. And man, we gotta take this relationship with the Lord serious. Like how we do with technology. Come on, somebody. Right? How we are today, right? Like how we download this app, we download that app. We download this on our iPhone. Amen. We download it on our smartphone. Amen. We got to download that personal relationship with the Lord. Amen. Me personally, I have all these great Christian downloaded apps on my phone. Amen. I got the Daily Walk. Amen. I got a Daily Bible. I got a commentary. I got a prayer Bible on my phone. Amen. I got all these notifications coming to my phone. Amen. Straight when I came back from the training center, I didn't play no games. I went away, man. I went on that Play Store, amen, and I started downloading Prayer Bible. I downloaded the NLT Bible. Come on, somebody. Amen. I knew I had to feed my spirit with all the dynamics, right, that were invested and imparted in my life. Amen. And it's not for me to keep, but it's for me to transmit. Amen. It's for me to reiterate, right, with the vision of the Ministry of Victory Outreach, right? Because come on, somebody, right? There's some Noahs rising up in the ministry internationally. There's some Noahs, right, that are taking their place and that they want to build that ark for their family, right? And I'm going to get to that here real soon. Amen. Noah was downloading a personal close fellowship with the Lord. Here this night, what are you downloading? Amen. What are you downloading? What are we taking serious? I place here C as the God's anointed now generation. C as us as a church, we have to download a fellowship with God. I place here fellowship with Jesus is much greater than fellowship with the world. Fellowship with Jesus is way much greater than fellowship with the world and what the world has to offer, right? What the world tries to throw at us and give us and this and that. The Bible says that, right, the humans, right, the man were mortal flesh. You and I are flesh. You and I live in this body as humans, right, and it craves this, it craves that, it desires this, it desires that. We got to be careful. Come on, somebody. I'm speaking to a true end time church here tonight. We got to be careful who we fellowship with, who we're connecting with. But how many know as Victory Outreach, amen, we have an anointing, right, to reach out to the drug addicts, to reach out to the alcoholics, to reach out to the gang members, amen. We have a special, unique anointing upon our lives that allows us to reach out to people that struggle, right? The Bible says that the anointing, right, breaks the yoke of bondages of sin. Fellowship with Jesus is much greater than fellowship with the world. Amen. The fellowship that I used to communicate, right, the communication that I used to live by was the party scene. Amen. Which was totally wicked and evil, the Bible has said, right? Was totally wicked and evil. I threw house parties, amen. I used drugs. I was drinking every day. I started at the age of 14. I started drinking bottles and all the above. I was in sin, right? That was my fellowship in the world. That was my communication. That's what I knew, amen. It was the company I was surrounded with. That's what I knew. That's what I was raised up in and grown up in before that. Right? I actually grew up in a good family. Amen. I grew up in a good family. Amen. And my parents got divorced, amen, and man, it kind of messed me up. Right, kind of messed me up, amen. And I was a teenager, and I was introduced to this, I was introduced to that. I had no self-control, right? The flesh was craving this, the flesh wanted this and that. That's what I knew, amen. That's what I knew. It was the party scene, right? I place here, see, there is great effects on both sides of fellowship. I looked at the definition of effects. It says, a change which is a result or consequence take place in both sides of fellowship. Right? A change which is a result or consequence take place in both sides of fellowship. Amen. Number one, right, is Satan's company. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4. The Bible says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Verse 6. For God who said, let there be light in the darkness. Hello, do we got some treasures out of darkness here tonight? Yes. Has made this light shine in our hearts so we can know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7 says, we now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Amen. I place here, bad company grips an individual and it allows them to operate in a negative or a wrong way. In other words, to destruction. Right? And how many know, right, when we operate the wrong way, we do this, we do that, right, there's consequences. You got to pay a price. You must pay a price. Everything I was part of, everything I did, and this and that. I became a young gang member. Come on, somebody, right? I got affiliated with the gangs. I lived the party scene. But the consequences, the results were the county jail. Come on, somebody, right? Being stabbed. Had guns pulled out on me. Getting jumped, jumping people, this and that. Bad consequences, bad results. Negative results. That's the day and age we live in this day. Was being involved in Satan's company. Amen. Number two, God's company. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3, the Bible says, we proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And then if we go ahead and go to John chapter 14, verses 21, the Bible says, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. And the last chapter, 17 verses 21. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in my Father, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Amen. These are the words of Jesus. These are the words of Jesus. Amen. I place here in close fellowship with God. He stores heavenly riches in a man's life, in a woman's life, in a young person's life. That's what the Lord is able to do. In close fellowship with God, He stores heavenly riches in a man or a woman. How many want those blessings, Right. How many want that to treasure that, what God has given us? It's right before you. Amen. But it's up to us as an end time people, right? The times that we're living in. Amen. Noah was instructed. Right? God gave him an instruction. God saw that he was a righteous individual, right? He was the only righteous on earth. That's what the Bible says. See, Noah's order, in other words, God placed an anointing over Noah's life. Amen. And the anointing simply means a supernatural empowerment to do a special assignment, task, or a job of God. That's what the anointing simply means. Amen. And God had given Noah that assignment because he was instructed, right, to build an ark. He was instructed to be there, amen, for many, many years and just build this ark for his family because God was ready to come and flood the earth. Amen. And just like what our pastor's been preaching about, right, it's up to you and I if we're going to be saved, right, if we're going to be obedient. Come on, somebody. Right? We got to be a church that are going to take heed to the instructions that God wants to announce in this season that we're living in as an end time church. Right? To build an ark for his family and a pair of every walking creature so they could be alive. That's what God told Noah. That's what God instructed Noah for. That's what God gave the anointing to Noah for. How many want to build an ark? Amen. How many know we got family, right? How many know we know people that we used to hang out with, kick it with, and do this and do that with? God is looking to you and I if we're going to capture it, if we're going to take hold of it. I believe he's placed a special anointing over our lives so we can build this ark, right? So we can build this ark for our family. So we can be those God-fearing individuals, right, that don't want to go to hell. Come on, somebody, can I preach it the way the Lord gave it to me? Amen. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. I want to spend eternity with the Father. Amen. I want to spend eternity with the living Father, with the living Jesus that I worship, that I serve, that I have fellowship with. Amen. We got to be a people that are going to fellowship with God on a daily basis, at our job site, on our post in the church, amen, that are going to fellowship with the Lord, that are going to get in our Bibles, that are going to pray and seek God in these end times that we live in. Because we see the need out there. There's a need in this city. There's a need all around the world. Amen. And God is giving us time. Amen. He's being patient. But he's looking for a willing vessel. He's looking for a willing man, a willing woman, a youth that are going to take heed to this. Amen? That are going to be those Noahs that are going to build that ark for our families, our relatives. Amen? I just want to share a little bit how when I was, you know, running in the streets, doing this, doing that, amen, there was always an area, right? There was always the cops, right? The cops were always looking for me, amen, right? I had, you know, I was out there. I always had warrants for my arrest, right? And there was a place where I needed to go hide out, right? There was always a friend, a cousin, a relative, whoever it was, I needed to go hide out, amen? We used to call it the duck-off spot. Hello, somebody. Right? We used to call it the duck-off spot. I'm going to go to the trap house, right? But I had to build, amen. I had to build a relationship with that person, amen. I had to make my appearance, amen, so I could be in that safe spot, right? So I could be secure from the cops, amen. Right? Because, man, the cops, right, they caught me, right, 100 times, amen. I went to jail many, many times, amen. But that's when I came out of that place of safety, right, where I thought it was all good. Right, where the cops weren't going to see me. Amen. But it wasn't lasting that long. Right, I was a target. I was an aim. I was a suspect. Amen. Trying to hide out in that safe zone. Right, in that place of safety. But God had told Noah to build this ark, which took him many, many years. Amen. An ark. He was instructed to build a place of safety, a safe zone. Amen. As fellowshippers of God, we got to build this. Amen. We got to build this relationship with the Lord. How many know it's important? Amen. Amen. How many know it's really, truly important that we do this? Because a lot of us know how to fellowship. A lot of us know how to communicate. Amen. But why not communicate the love of Jesus? Why not spread the gospel? Why not spread the truth? The Bible says if you hold back, amen, if you're ashamed of God, if you're ashamed of Jesus, he'll be ashamed of you before the holy angels and the Father in heaven. We can't be ashamed, right? We got to break out of it. We got to step out by faith as young people as well. Amen. As a young generation, as a church, right? We got to step out and we got to build for our families, for our relatives, those loved ones. This is what God is truly looking towards. Amen. He's looking to a people that are going to be willing. He's looking for a people that are going to be in full connection on a daily basis. Amen. I believe Noah was working. He was laboring each and every day in fellowship with the Lord. And yes, he was sacrificing. Yes, he was, you know, operating in obedience to the Lord. And as he was obedient to the Lord, he was the one saved with his family. Right? Just like our pastor's been preaching about. We got to make sure that we're right before God, because he can come anytime. The Bible says he's going to come like a thief in the night. He's going to come like a thief in the night. And we got to make sure we're ready, that we're serious about this. Right? We can worship him, right? We can communicate with our lips, but where's our heart at? Amen? Where's our heart at? Where's that full connection? Do you truly want to be a child of God? Do you truly want to fellowship with Jesus? In order to get into fellowship with Jesus, you got to first pray, you got to first read, and then fellowship with the body of Christ. Amen. Coming to church, being the church. I'm real familiar with communicating. I'm real familiar with fellowship. Amen. I love to break bread with the Lord. Amen. I love to break bread in Jesus to the guys in the home, right, to the youth gang. Amen. Just imparting. Everything that God has given me is not for me to hold, right? Our very own pastor, he says, man, Pedro, the Lord is going to empower you. He's going to empower others through you. Amen. I just said, amen, pastor, right? Just following the instructions of the man of God. Because how many know God has placed him over our lives here in this city, right? To instruct us. Amen. Going on 20 years, I believe 16 years in this city, building, and look what we have, right? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Look at this. From building, right? He's that Noah. Pastor Charlie, right? He's that Noah, amen, that's building in close fellowship with the Lord, being there, sacrificing on a daily basis. We get to see that. We live here in the church. We are the church. Amen. We are the church. Praise the Lord. As I'm going to be ready to close real soon, amen, I just simply place here, we have to be in tuned and in spiritual connection with Jesus. We have to be in tuned and in spiritual connection with Jesus. Right? Like when we go hit the streets, right? We go connect with people. We share with people. We give a testimony, right? Being here in the church, in the youth gang, in the men's home, amen. There's opportunities that are given to serve the Lord in this very church, right? To build that ark, amen. If you want to make sure you're safe, amen. If you want to make sure you're okay, that you are going to be safe in the Lord, right? Got to come and find a place in the church. And too many times there's a lot of people that don't want to sacrifice and commit and, and take the time to build, right? To take the time to build. Amen. I'm building, right? I'm desiring God. I'm wanting God. I have an appetite for God. I'm praying for my family. Amen. Come on, somebody. I intercede for my brother. My brother's here this beautiful night. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's a start. It's a step. Amen. I believe that my family's going to get saved, right? I'm going to be that bridge for them to walk. Amen. It's for you and I. We got to do this for our families. Amen. We got to do this out of our hearts, right? There's got to be a connection. There's no way, right? I would sacrifice, be there, serve in the home. Come on, somebody. If I didn't have a connection with God, right? If there was no in tunement with the Lord, right? If there was no alignment with the Lord, there's no way I would be there. But come on, somebody, right? We got to be a people, right? They're going to build fellowship, right? They're going to have connection, amen, that are going to engage with God, right? That are going to be a blessing to another person, to another young person, right? A man, a woman, right? We got to be those people. Genesis chapter, the same chapter, verses 17, if they can go there, verses 17. The Bible says, look, I am about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die. Next verse. 18 says, but I will confirm my covenant with you. Turn to your neighbor, say, with you. God is speaking to you. Amen. So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Right? This was the promise that God gave Noah. And I was praying. I was interceding like, okay, Lord, you give me message after message. I come up with you. You always giving me these messages. What message do you want me to proclaim tonight? Right? What message do you want me to announce tonight? And he kept giving me this one. He kept giving me this one, this chapter, this verse, this chapter. I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to do it. Amen. How many know obedience floats? Come on, somebody, right? Obedience floats. I place here, God confirmed his safe zone, right? His safe zone spot with Noah because he was spiritually programmed, right? He was spiritually locked in, and he was spiritually in tune with God. In other words, when the Bible recorded that he was in close fellowship. And I simply placed here, we have to be those builders. We have to. We have to be those builders. It's a must in these end times that we live in. It's a must. Right? He's looking to us. He's holding us responsible. The Bible says that we're accountable to everything before God. We're accountable. Now that we know, it's up to you and I. We're going to apply or not. Because the truth is going forth tonight. Amen. Amen. The word of God is going forth tonight. He wants close fellowship with us. He's desiring to have a fellowship with you and I. He's desiring for us to come to him and worship him, and to come to him and fellowship with him, to read and to pray, to communicate with him. Man, I was a big-time communicator. I used to flash these gang signs and all crazy, all that. Man, my family could tell you. My brother could testify to that. Amen. I was, man, why not do it for Jesus? Amen. Why not do it for the Lord? Amen. Why not get radical for Jesus? Why not pray and intercede and fellowship with God with all your heart? Amen. Why not worship the Lord with all your heart? Amen. Why not just give it all? Why not just give it your all? Don't worry about what other people are thinking. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't care what other people are thinking, but I do care about my testimony, right? My integrity, the honesty, the truthfulness, right? That God has imparted to me because I was never like that. No way. I already had plans. I was going to the club. I was mentioning to the guys earlier. I already had my mindset. I was going to the clubs. I was going to go to the bars. I was going to kick it. I was going to do this and do that. I already had my mindset on that. But come on, somebody, how many know, right, that God will interfere, right? God will change things. God will transform things, right? The Bible says he predestined us. When we were in our mother's womb, he knew what was bound to happen, right? He had a plan. Come on, somebody. He had a plan. He had a purpose. Amen. And I'm here to develop, amen, to mature in the calling that God has placed upon my life. Right? And we know that the purpose and the plan that God has given our very own pastor is to pastor us, right? To counsel us, to minister to us, right? And God has given him the eyes to see what's needed in our very lives as his spiritual sons and daughters. Amen? We got to be those safe zone builders for our family as the worship team can kindly make their way up here tonight. The safe zone builders. I don't know about you, but I fear God. I don't know about you, but there's no inappropriate language coming out of my mouth. Right? There's no doing any secret stuff, no this or that, no lollygagging. Come on, somebody, I'm not doing none of that stuff. It's not. It doesn't live in me no more. It doesn't live in me no more. I have a fellowship with the Lord. I have a fellowship with God. We got to be a people that are going to really, really examine our hearts, examine ourselves, and what we're going to do about it. The message went forth. The truth of God went forth. And what are we going to do? Do we want to be locked in with Jesus? Do we want to be dialed in with Jesus? Or do we want to be dialed in and programmed and locked in and treated like a slave of the world? And just like 2 Corinthians said, chapter 4, verses 4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds and those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. So the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. Amen. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight that God is ready to break chains. I'm here to tell you tonight that God is able to restore whatever you're going through, whatever the situation is. Amen. God is looking and God is seeing. Amen. Let's all stand. If God has spoken to you tonight any way, any shape or form, I'm going to open up the altars here tonight. Amen. If God has spoken to you, make your way here to the altar. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Lord speak. Let the Lord minister. Right there where you're at. On a personal level. He's looking to you. The instructions of God. Let's do this for our families. Let's do it for our loved ones. Hallelujah.